Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right?
No, I don't think that's all right. Dan Campbell put on a show today, boy. That's your new Lions head coach. He'll bite your knees off. We enjoyed the company of Ian Happ and Mark Schanowski today. We thank Brian Gerch for handling the Twitch stream and the chat that goes on there, which is a thing, by the way. Jay Zawoski, executive produced. Jordan Malley was the guy on the board. And now it's time to say good afternoon to the man in for Lawrence Holmes today, Zach Zaidman. What's up, Zach?
Good afternoon and good morning, guys. I think what stood out to me, if I have this right, first, the Lions are going to start kicking teeth, then they're going to bite kneecaps, and then they're going to take a, quote, hunk out of you.
But first, they're going to get knocked down.
And Anthony Miller.
First, they're going to get knocked down, though. He assumed, he said, you're going to knock us down. So everything after that is sort of moot, because what you do when you get back up, I've already knocked you down at that point. So he's already stipulating to that.
Well, he's got a six-year deal. So,
right, so it doesn't matter.
I think he's expecting to get back up a few more times after getting knocked down. But, boy, if Javon Wims and Anthony Miller are listening to this, some anger management classes might be in the offing for those two guys if they're Bears next year, because I don't know if the Bears can handle that. But to me, I don't mind a football coach talking football crazy. Because there's nothing that will be more awkward to me. And Dan, you lived it when Mark Trestman got introduced as the new Bears head coach in 2013. It's not necessarily what Phil Emery said about him or what Mark Trestman said about his systems of football and wanting to get his hands on Jay Cutler. The most awkward thing came after that press conference. And it's a well-publicized picture where you have Trestman and Emery shaking hands in front of a George Halas jersey at Halas Hall. And the handshake was so awkward. That's the day I knew this thing would never work.
And look, let the record reflect that Zach Zaidman, in the immediate aftermath of that day, when you were in studio, you were showing everybody who you came across in the hallway, security guards, any random, you were showing them this photo and saying, look at this. This is Bears football. This right now, like I'm not exaggerating. You were showing everyone, look at this photo. This is what they're doing, as if to say, this is completely ridiculous. And it kind of ended up being that. I guess for the most part, you ended up right.
Right, because I remember, you got to remember, this happened after the press conference. So initially, you know, Phil Emery stands up there and says, you know, something along the lines of, Mark's got a quietness to him, a quiet confidence, a high level of intellect, you know, attractive qualities. The thing that's most remarkable that came out of the interview was when discussing Mark with other people, that's a heck of a football coach under all that quietness and confidence and intellect. Do not underestimate Mark Trestman as a competitor, Emery said. He's a tough-minded, football-oriented guy, as anybody I've been around in 31 years in the game. And I had just covered 9 years of the Lovie Smith era. And that was a tough, hard-nosed defensive football team and a tough, hard-nosed offensive football team. I mean, the only way they could win is by establishing the run. And I thought, and they were coming off 10 wins. Remember, they didn't make the playoffs that year, but they were coming off a 10-6 season. And you could just tell, this is not going to work. And of course, it did not work.
I need I need somebody to describe to me this photo. Paint a picture for me before I Google it. I need your impression of it before I actually see it.
It looked like two guys who had never taken a photo together ever in their lives. That were forced to shake hands. It looked like they had never. Remember, they just went through an exhaustive search, right? And Phil Emery went. It took a while until he hired the head coach. And, you know, he talked about knowing everything there was to know about Mark Trestman. It looked like they had never seen each other in front of this when they took this picture. And just in your head, picture what it's like when you have football players greeting one another. Just, you know, you see it all the time. When before a game, after a game, you see players shaking hands, fist bumps, brother hugs. This did not look like any of that. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah,
it was so awkward.
The awkwardness is at a 10, and they're between Trestman's hair and Phil Emery's ears and everything that's going on. It looked almost like an exaggerated, like a political cartoon, where certain features are being exaggerated on purpose. You know, something just appeared. It all appeared like attenuated and incredibly uncomfortable.
Yes,
I found it.
And you found it.
What are you? You describe it. Did I? Did I say it the right way?
First of all, Zach, I did tell everybody in the mix with Grody that I enjoyed Hallis Hall because I laughed at all your jokes to a point that made you uncomfortable, and I'm not apologizing because I think you're funny, but I enjoy your descriptions of things. That said, the arm extension and space between this handshake doesn't even make sense in social distancing manners. Does that make sense? Like, there's 6 feet between them connected with the handshake. Trestman's arm is fully extended for some reason. Why?
I don't know. I just know that it was the beginning of the most awkward era of Bears football. I mean, think about everything that you've experienced when it comes to Bears football. And that was the era of all the others that ticked off ownership. That was the one where enough was enough. And in 2 years, adios, they cleaned house. It was that bad.
This transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. We talked a lot about the fact that Mike Singletary got an interview, and I just asked the question, who made the decision to interview Mike Singletary to be the Bears defensive coordinator?
I don't have a problem, and I'm going to go into this in the opening segment. I really don't have a problem talking to as many different people as you can, and I never have a problem when they talk to their legacy players. Now, do I think he should be the defensive coordinator of the Bears in 2021? No, but I think you can always gain insight.
Not from him. You gain insight from your rivals. He doesn't know anything. We know he doesn't know. We've seen that.
No, see, I think the confusion stems from the fact that he was not the best head coach.
It's terrible. One of the all-time worst.
But he was a very good defensive assistant. And I'll go into it. I'll explain in
not if you hear Brian Billick tell it. Well, he worked for Billick, and Billick wasn't much of a fan.
Well, I think there's a lot that I think the Bears could benefit from just listening to him, not necessarily having him coordinate your defense. But this is part of the problem. It's a bigger issue for me when you zoom back. The fact that the entire league now knows this is a prove-it year for the Bears coaching staff. So how in the world are you supposed to be able to make this job appealing enough to the best candidates that are available? That's the reason that Jay Rogers is leaving the Bears and joining Brandon Staley's staff with the Chargers in Los Angeles. It's the same problem that occurred near the tail end of the Lovie Smith era, because he could never find an offensive coordinator that would resonate with that group in the locker room because everyone always thought, well, you know what? He's probably a year away. Remember, after Jay Cutler's first year with the Bears, they had the Three Bears press conference after the 2009 season. And it was a prove it. 2010 was a prove it year for the Bears staff. Now, they ended up making the playoffs, but they did it with Mike Martz as the offensive coordinator because Lovie couldn't get the best possible offensive candidates out there. This is the problem that you have. It's also the reason why I understand why the Bears didn't make the wholesale changes everyone wanted to see at the end of this season. This wasn't the time to do it. A year from now, very well maybe, because your draft position could be higher, your salary cap situation will be a little bit different, and you know that'll be 7 years of the Ryan Pace era. And if they end up similar to what we've seen over the last 2 years, then I think it's time. That would be the right time. But if anything, making the playoffs this year cost them because it put them behind all these other teams that had openings for either coaches or general managers. And I think that now you have an idea of why the Bears were kind of stuck in the decisions that they had to make this offseason when it came to both Pace and Nagy.
But since we bring up the 6-game losing streak so often, you could argue that they could have started making decisions then as well.
And maybe they did. I think we were all surprised when the Bears backed into the playoffs. I don't know that that was necessarily what they expected. But once they got into the playoffs, I think that may have changed the plan a little bit.
Zach, we'll get out of your way and let you have at it. Good to talk.
You got it. By the way, I've got Robbie Gold coming up, and oh, cool. I've got Kevin Fishbane for the entire 1 o'clock hour. All your questions about the Bears, hopefully he'll be able to answer thoroughly. Dan, Layla, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Always nice chatting with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.